The Brady Report.
Well, from the Crown Atrium to the Atrium in England, it's Ender Brady. Good morning.
Morning, Melzi. Hey, Buzz, and hello to everyone in the Crown today.
What about the speedboat killer? He's being told to come home. What's going on?
Yeah, this is a really interesting case. So a guy called Jack Shepherd, he is a British web designer, 31 years of age. Now, a couple of years ago, he went on a date with a girl called Charlotte Brown, who was 24. They had a lot of champagne, and he took her out on his speedboat on the River Thames in London, and it hit a submerged log, basically tipping over, and they ended up in the water. She died. Now, he skipped the country before the end of his trial for manslaughter, in which he was found guilty in his absence and sentenced to 6 years in prison. Recently, he has handed himself in to the authorities in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi, and we learned tonight that he is not going to fight extradition. He will come back to the UK, and obviously he will begin serving that sentence, though he plans to appeal.
Will 7 be a lucky number for Theresa May?
I'm guessing she's hoping so. 7 options on the table later. A huge, huge day for Brexit. I keep saying this, but every single day now, we're running out of time, we're running out of options. They're going to vote on a series of options. What does Parliament actually want? Does it want no deal? Does it want another referendum? Do we want a general election? Lots and lots of options that are going to be laid out much, much later on in Parliament. And by the end of it, I guess in the next 24 hours, we might know a little bit more.
All right, mate, we're going to have some bacon and eggs for you, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.